No.
Mr. Peter Brennan, sir.
Yeah. Oh.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You, sir?
You got a good day up there. I hope they tell me the weather's been a little spotty like here in Washington.
Well, it's a little cloudy, but it's supposed to clear up.
Great, great. About what I was calling you about, I was talking to Chuck Colson, and I haven't been able to keep in touch with you myself, but as you know, he has been, and John Mitchell and others have been talking to your man, Mr. Rogers.
Right.
And we are extremely anxious to, if we could get him aboard, to have him, if it's no embarrassment to you, or if you can spare him. I just wanted you to know that he has my personal approval, but as you know, it's your decision, but I just want you to know that.
Yes. Well, we're working it out. I think something can be done.
That's really great.
He's a good
fine.
Man.
Good. I had a very good talk yesterday with a fellow said he's a good friend of yours with the vice president Teamsters up there in New York.
Joe Tritola?
They call him Joe T.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tritola.
Yeah. Yeah. He is quite a fellow.
He's a good man.
Fitz was down for the pay board, and he brought in, him in and a couple others, and I talked to him. But boy, I'll tell you, he's a strong man. He was talking about an interesting thing. He apparently had been to St. Patrick's on the day that apparently some of the nuns had been demonstrating and then rolled something down the aisle. And
yes.
Boy, he was really, really stirred up. He says if his wife hadn't have been there, he'd have gone out there and made him get out.
Well, I think it's a little ridiculous, but I think you're holding it well. I think if everything just starts to move better over in Vietnam,
yeah.
I think it should
well,
be good.
Well, we may have to take some stronger action here in the near future, and if we do, I hope you support it.
Yes, well, I think it's...
The main purpose being, just we've got to get our POWs out and turn the thing around.
Yes.
Because what is happening, I can tell you, is that there's a... The South Vietnamese are fighting under all circumstances bravely as men. The Soviet Union has given the North Vietnamese huge tanks, big guns. Mal Laird was reporting the other day 11 new weapon systems that we've never seen before. Well, that sort of thing is pretty rough, you know, when they're coming in. And so, they're holding on. And our Air Force and Navy are just doing a wonderful job. That's all we've got in there, you know. But they are without that, the South Vietnamese would be gone.
Well, I think you're doing the right thing, and I just wish the newspapers would start to realize what this means to the country instead of downgrading everything.
Well, I think we've got to live with that.
That unfortunately is the life right now.
Well, main thing we have the. I always say to them, whenever they get discouraged, well, we got the best guys on our side.
Right, that's what you know.
Righty, good to talk to you.
Speaking of you, Mr. President, good luck.